Hello again. This is Mad Kane at MadKane.com on October 6, 2005. Today I'll be talking mostly about Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. However, at the end, I'll also be sneaking in a little tidbit about House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's replacement. But first, let's talk about Harriet Myers, whose nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court proves once and for all, in case you needed any proof, that George Bush is a really slow learner. Why do I say that? Because her nomination makes it clear that Bush has failed to learn the lesson of Katrina. Don't name unqualified cronies to important posts. Oddly enough, right-wingers seem to be complaining more bitterly about Myers' lack of qualifications than left-wingers. Though something tells me that Myers' thin resume wouldn't bother the right nearly so much if she were a surefire right-wing zealot. Don't believe me? Just think Clarence Pubic Hair Tonic. And now it's time for some poems, starting with my limerick, Bush named the unqualified Myers. Bush named the unqualified Myers to the court when O'Connor retires. Her only credentials, she's dubbed reverential, and that should raise Democrats' ires. Of course, I couldn't stop at just one limerick. Bush's nominations are way too inspiring to stop at a single poem, so here's Bush debased. Many folks in W's base greet Myers with a frown. They say she's just a crony who Dub picked cause he is down. Wanting right-wing nominees with creds quite clearly sound. Instead, they got a cipher, a blank slate who kissed Dub's crown. Soothing words I have for them before in tears they drown. Be glad she's not a moron and that Dub didn't pick Mike Brown. You might think I'm through mining Myers territory for today, but you'd be wrong. I seem to be mired in Myers. And so here's yet another poem. Bush's lawyer and his crony, that's who W picked to sit in our nation's highest courthouse. Shouldn't we all be in a snit? Most right-wingers aren't happy. What they wanted, they didn't get. Bush made someone who thinks W is the smartest man she's met. Okay, that's probably enough Myers poetry for today. So let me move on to Tom DeLay, whose indictment on money laundering charges by a second grand jury reminds me that I meant to comment on the intrigue surrounding the House Majority Leader replacement machinations. So I thought I'd post this limerick about how and why Dreyer, who came really, really close to getting DeLay's gig, lost out to Roy Blunt. They Thomas DeLay did indict, and that filled me with joy and delight. They replaced him with Blunt in an anti-gay punt, so corruption still has a green light. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can read the text version with some relevant links in the October 5th and October 6th entries of my Notables weblog. And by the way, those entries are packed with links to commentary about Harriet Myers and about the process that led to Roy Blunt replacing DeLay instead of Dreyer. Just go to MadKane.com, click on my Notables weblog, and scroll down to October 6th. So long for now, and thanks for listening.